This Friday morning brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, by Tallgrass Motors, and First Baptist Church. We'll talk with candidate for Labor Commissioner Kathy Costello coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Joining us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, I get to talk a little bit of election year politics with Kathy Costello. And Kathy, thank you for coming back to Bartlesville.
Well, good morning. I am so happy to be here in Bartlesville. You know, this is the hometown of my late husband, yeah. Labor Commissioner Mark Costello. He was born and raised here, the youngest of four kids. So Bartlesville is very near and dear to my heart.
And I have no doubt that just that Bartlesville connection locally, but more importantly, your loss within the last 18 months or so,
yes,
just resonates, I'm sure, with a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, Mark, not only was he born and raised here, his parents, of course, were here for many years, and his grandparents, Dr. Beachwood, Emery Beachwood and Isabella Beachwood, he delivered thousands of babies. Probably people that are listening right now were delivered by Dr. Beachwood. So, yes, it goes back, three generations at least. So, yeah, and I had my first wedding bridal shower here in Bartlesville. I was a Kansas City girl, grew up in Overland Park, but this was my first bridal shower was here and at the country club, and people were warm and wonderful. And Bartlesville is one of the great gems of this state.
And now you're crisscrossing the state, hitting all 77 counties.
Yes.
And talking to people.
Yes, dozens and dozens and dozens of counties. And it has been the surprising joy of running for office. People warn you it's going to be hard. You don't know what it's like. Well, I actually went through two state elections with my husband. But the great and surprising joy of running for office is meeting the people of Oklahoma and the openness, the open hearts. People are very open to share with me their challenges, their business challenges, their personal challenges. And that the bottom line is everyone has a story.
Sure.
Everyone in life has a story, sooner or later. We are all, basically, we are people who want to have love, success, peace, happiness. It doesn't matter where you live or what side of the party you're on. That's what people want. And that's what public servants should be there to serve everyone in the state. And that's what a labor commissioner should do.
Well, you've certainly experienced campaigns firsthand as the spouse, as the person alongside the candidate.
Yes.
As you're out there shaking the hands, meeting the people just like the candidate.
Yes.
But you were the smiling face alongside.
Yeah. Well, and I will tell you, I loved it when Mark was running for office because I loved listening to him and I loved engaging with him, with the people. So it's almost like it's my third go around because I've already been around the state. I've already met a lot of these people before because I was out there with Mark, mm-hmm. And I believe that when a person runs for public office, it really does and should be a family affair because that will help you be the best public servant possible. And it was for us. Every night at our house was a civics lesson. So that was amazing.
The issues in this campaign are both, you know, office related issues, but they're also family issues. They're across the dinner table issues.
Well, it is, and here's why. Labor is work. Why do we work? Two specific reasons, really. We have a temporal need. The temporal need is that we need to put food on the table, a roof over our heads, shoes on our kids' feet, pay for medical bills. So we have a temporal need to fill. But labor and work cuts even deeper to the heart of people. It cuts to dignity. Work brings dignity to who we are as human beings. We've been created by Almighty God to be productive. And when you are productive, you use the talents Almighty God has given you to provide for your family and to provide for your neighbors. It's an amazing thing to understand. And ask a father who's been out of work for 6 months and has 3 kids to feed what it is like. They feel helpless. They feel hopeless. They feel useless. Then there are barriers that prevent people from working. It could be issues with licensing. It could be someone coming out of the DOC who made a mistake in their 20s and has a felony on their record. And they have to get a license. And the felony was, you know, maybe they had a DUI or two. And they've been clean and sober and walking with the Lord for 20 years. But they still have to put on that employment form, I have a felony. Those are roadblocks to employment. People with mental health issues oftentimes experience roadblocks to employment. And, you know, we've had a lot of discussion in the state about raising taxes. If you want to raise taxes, get people working.
Exactly.
That's how you raise taxes. That's the real way. That's the healthy free market way to raise taxes, is to be productive and work.
And certainly with the federal tax cut, that's, I think, going to ripple down throughout just about every business. If you look at Oklahoma examples, American Airlines bonuses, you know, Southwest Airlines bonuses, Walmart bonuses,
yes.
I could go on, you
yes.
know them better than I do.
It's positive. Our job employment is up tremendously. I think I heard something like over 200,000 jobs are up, I think, in the United States. Employment is moving forward because the economy is better. You know why? Because free market works. That's why. And that's what I believe. That's what my husband believed. And I know from being a businesswoman who graduated from college, who put herself through college, I had my first business when I was in high school because my parents were not able to afford to put me through school. And they told me that when I was 15. Mm-hmm. So I worked as many as 3 jobs at a time, created my own business, was an entrepreneur in my teens, funded my college education, married the love of my life, who also put himself through college. So we knew what work was. We knew the value of work, and we knew that work affords its own reward. And it brought us dignity and that work ethic. And it helped us to be generous to mm-hmm. others, and we built businesses, you know, started small, and eventually built 8 businesses in 6 industries around the world. I had international businesses, and I'm running businesses now in my husband's absence. I'm the executive vice president of a company, USA Digital. And so I know what it is like to sign the front and the back of a paycheck. I know what it is like when times are fat and times are lean. And I will tell you, I remember reaching in our pockets to make payroll when times were lean, but we always made sure our employees went home with a paycheck. But it was good to grind through those times, and God was good to us, and then we had fat times. And then when you are successful, you are able to be generous, not because the government tells you to be generous, but because you give from your own heart, people that are in need, to your church, to charity, and you give because you give from your heart. And that's the way it should be.
I think when you look at talking about a state tax increase and I'll say education, people understand that teachers haven't had generally a pay raise significantly for quite some time. There is
right.
common sense behind a move
there is
for
common
a teacher
sense.
Pay raise.
Yeah. There is common sense, and I will tell you, I'm a former educator, so I have taught school in both Texas and Oklahoma. Teachers are underpaid. There's no doubt about it, and education is important. And I think as a labor commissioner who should not only be protecting the workforce of today, but should be cultivating the workforce of tomorrow, we have got to put some focus on STEM education, and which is science, technology, engineering, and math, not just for the college-bound kids. We need to also be focusing on that for our skilled workforce. And I'll give you a quick example. My youngest son, who just turned 19 this month, took a gap year. Before going to college next year, he already has his scholarships lined up and he's ready to go. But he wanted to work and travel and, you know, take a little time off to look at the world. He decided to go to Fort Myers, Florida, the Naples, Fort Myers area, and he's building cabinetry for the survivors of the hurricane. And, you know, if he is working for a carpenter, and he, if he doesn't know his math skills, he is not going to know how to level those doors he's putting on those cabinets, how to cut them. And then in a couple of years, those doors are going to start hanging. They won't be closing flat. That carpenter's reputation is going to go down the tubes. So we need STEM education in both areas. And that's a very important thing we need for education. There are so many good paying jobs out there, but we're being told that our kids coming out of college are not really prepared for these jobs. And but then again, we need teachers that are paid a fair wage, looking to other states at best practices and balance out what is going on around us. Always looking for best practices is good in any form of government, whether it's paying teachers or it's workers' compensation, which my husband for 3 years championed a change in workers' compensation by looking at the best practices in other states.
And while some major progress was done in workers' comp, I get the feeling there's more to do.
Well, here, yes, absolutely. And yes, workers' comp has had tremendous progress. You know, Mark and I started a 501c3 company called Workers' Comp, not Lawyers' Comp. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we paid for our own swag and trinkets out of our own pockets to promote and educate the public on the need for this. We had magnets and coasters for our coffee cups and stickers, because in looking at best practices, Mark and I realized that the state of Oklahoma was spending $19,000 to process a claim, but Texas was spending $7,000. We were spending $2.52 to Arkansas's $1. So he's saying, well, wait a second, if you want to attract business to Oklahoma, will a business come here when the workers' compensation rates are so high? And as a labor commissioner, he knew that was something he could have a voice for. And after 3 years of championing, we got it authored and crafted in the Senate and got it passed. Now, it was signed in 2013, but like most bills that go on the book, they oftentimes need amendment. They oftentimes need tweaking. I am frustrated as a citizen that we introduce thousands and thousands of bills each year, but we can't balance the budget, because the constitutional job of the legislature is to balance the budget. And we have tens of thousands of laws on the books. I would like to see them look at bills maybe every other year and focus on getting that budget balanced first, and then go back and see, we have something on the books, but it needs improvement. These are huge changes that you can't just do in a couple months.
Yeah, and because it takes a certain amount of debate, discussion, what about this, what ifing, to get the job done.
That is true, but I will tell you, one of my number one questions I ask businesses, especially industries like maybe some people that are in the cement business or they have trucking industries, what is your opinion of workers' compensation now? You've been in business 20 years. And they all tell me the improvement has been tremendous. So a lot of people are happy with the new administrative system, thanks to Labor Commissioner Mark Costello.
We're not going to have a lot more time, Kathy, and I want to make sure that I get issues out that are important
yes,
to you. But I understand you developed a relationship with, I think it was a man in Edmond, was it, when you were on the campaign trail?
So what I think is very, very important is to shed light on the real creative energy of the state. It's the private sector. It's the private sector that has the creative energy that produces real jobs and real wealth. So I am engaging with small businesses all over the state. And in my hometown of Edmond, just a week ago, I had an opportunity to meet a fellow by the name of Murad Mamatov. Murad Mamatov is living the American dream. He came here from Russia 3 years ago, and 2 years ago became a United States citizen and has opened the Ellis Island coffee shop and wine lounge. It is a beautiful place. People were meeting, having chai tea and coffee and pastries and sandwiches. He just celebrated his 1-year anniversary. This is the heart of Oklahoma. It is these small businesses, and this is who I want to see grow. He has dreams for his family, dreams for his business. He's serving his neighbors, literally serving his neighbors. Beautiful. This is what I love to see. This is so exciting to engage with people like Murad. And so I praise him. I thank him. I want people to know about this because I want all Oklahomans to be able to pursue their American dreams. And that's through free market and the ability to work and to protect the workforce. That's what I want to do. And I've lived it. And I'm living it now. And I've done it for 40 years.
We're talking with candidate for Labor Commissioner Kathy Costello. I want to send people to your website.
Yes.
I want people to meet you, too. But I want people to send you to your website and get the straight stuff.
It is Kathy Costello for OK.com. Costello for OK.com.
And, of course, like any campaign, campaigns run on dollars. And,
yes.
And if people choose to support your campaign.
Yes, they can. There's a place to donate online. There's an address to send a check. I would be most, most grateful for any donation towards my campaign. Yes, it does, unfortunately, cost money to run for office and get your message out there. But I know I'm doing the right thing. I know I've been called to do this. I know I'm the right fit. I will serve with joy and honor and passion. I have the expertise. I have the business knowledge, and I have a unique exposure to the Department of Labor for 5 years because I was the life partner and the business partner of the former elected commissioner. So it'll be great.
We'll talk with you next time you're in Bartlesville.
Thank
you. Kathy Costello with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
How many times this week have you asked, what's the forecast for tomorrow? Well, just call the K1 Weatherline Forecast Service at 918-336-2900 and find out. You get the forecast plus the time and temperature from the studios of News Talk 1400 K1. The Weatherline is brought to you by Oklahoma Wesleyan University, the Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, and your friends at AAA. We update the Weatherline as the forecast changes, so you're always up to date. Put the number in your phone and call 918-336-2900.